June 23rd, 1984. Ryan Sandberg en route to a season that would win him the National League MVP award, went 5-for-6 with game-tying home runs against Cardinals closer Bruce Sutter. Bob Costas with the call on the NBC Game of the Week.
1-1 pitch.
Ryan, do you ever talk to Bruce Sutter about that?
You know what, I have.
How does that go?
Unfortunately, on his part, in 2000, the Cubs had a all-century team or something, and I arrived at Wrigley Field there where the players park, and I get out of the car, and a few spots over, I see another car pull up, and so I'm standing out there, and Bruce Sutter pops up and out of there, and he goes, "Oh, you're not here, are you?" And so he knew that he was in for some questions about that and had to talk about it. Then I've seen him at the Hall of Fame. You know what? He downplays it quite a bit. He really does, but, that was – We're joined to the hip as far as I'm concerned. He turned my career to a whole other level and expectations of myself.
Right, and set the Cubs in motion for a great 84 season.
It did. That game came right on time. We just traded for Rick Sutcliffe. That was his first game at Wrigley Field. Dennis Eckersley was just traded over from the Red Sox, so we had a couple starters. Dallas Green was making some moves because we were either a half a game out or one game up somewhere right around that game. And Saturday Game of the Week was a big deal back then. All the players called that the game of the world. Everybody watching, no other games on at that time. And so it was a game that really told us as a group that we're never out of it. This is something special that we have going here. We just got some help with some two new starting pitchers that are going to start pitching. And things were on a roll. But it was right there just before the All-Star break. And with plenty of baseball left, it gave us a big spark.
We are enjoying your work on Marquee. What's the game look like from the press box? What's been the big difference seeing it from upstairs for you?
I'm at about 60 or 65 games out of 81 since 2016 with my gig with the Cubs, and so I'm there anyway. The view is terrific, that's for sure. But I get to just share thoughts and things that pop up in a game situation. You know, what I anticipate right here, what I'd like to see happen, and just verbalize to the fans out there some of the things I'm thinking at that moment. And it's a lot of fun, you know. Boog and JD have been with them up there. They're outstanding. Boog's great. And it just feels like I'm at a game with them, watching the game, making comments, enjoying it. And, I would assume you've been up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as far as press box goes and the view, you're right on top of home plate. And it's a terrific view, that's for sure.
Did I hear you say that when you take, was it your grandkids to the game, you pay them for every time they spot one of your number 23 uniforms?
Yeah, well, that's a game that they came up with. Once we start getting close to Wrigley, right about Irving Park, turn on Irving Park and Clark and start heading that way. They started that a few years ago. As soon as we get to that point, hey Pappy, how about $5 for the first Sandberg jersey we see. So they kind of started it, so that's that's something that they look for. And sometimes they start talking and forget about it, and then we walk in, and then there's one right in front of us. They totally forgot about it. So sometimes sometimes I point it out and I get the I just save the $5.
Yeah, enterprising kids are going to be good business people someday.
They're going to put themselves through college.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron, I was curious.
And they don't know any better. They get a kick out of that, you know, seeing the they're Rizzo fans and Bryant fans and Baez.
Sure.
And that's who they see play. But now they see mine, they get, you know, a few years ago they thought that was a big deal. You know, isn't that your number? And you know, why are they wearing those? You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Curious to get your thoughts on Nico Hoerner. I mean, he's come up with a lot of fanfare and had a great spring for the Cubs this year, and didn't make the club right out of spring training, but has come up and done some nice things, not only at the plate but in the field, and a couple of real heads up plays too.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not surprised at that. You know, he made a good showing a couple of years ago, and then last year, this spring training, really had the right to earn the job coming up, but now. And then to go to the minor leagues and get called up, you know, what's 3.5 weeks later and be ready to go. I mean, that right there says a lot to me. After being sent down, to just be prepared and then come up when your chance comes along, and that's the way that he must. Great attitude, but you know, he's a heads up player, smart player. Last night, I like the way that he takes an outside pitch on the corner and just hits it through the four hole for a base hit. That's all you can do with that pitch. Later in the game, he comes up, gets one on the inside, turns on it, hits a bullet, a double down the left field line. I mean, that's the way that I approach the game. You kind of take what you give them. You can't always swing for the home run, because a lot of times you don't get that pitch to do that, so you got to do something else. But, yeah, he's a spark plug. I really like him right now in that leadoff spot. He's a good base runner, and the way that he sprays the ball around, and the kind of in need of a leadoff guy. I mean, for me, he's playing here to stay here and stay here for a lot of years, and right now really be up at the top of the order in that leadoff spot. But he's heads up on the defense. He let the ball drop the other day with the man on first. He noticed the runner's not running and let the fly ball drop, get the out at first, and then the other guy for a double play. He's a heads up player, fits in real well with this group, because you know, Baez, Rizzo, Bryant, all smart players, Hayward, so he fits right in there nicely.
When you look at this team right now, kind of struggling to put things together early in the season. I know everybody's going to say it's early, but what do you see going on here?
Yeah, I think that's it. Just not quite putting it together on a daily basis. Early struggles, offense. Then they go 5 or 6 games and put some numbers up there. Then they win 4 in a row and now lose 3 in a row. I think that's it. That's just it. Just putting it all together. But this is a and then the bullpen. David Ross is figuring out that a manager's best friend is a bullpen that comes in, gets the outs, throws strikes. That's 6th, 7th, 8th inning. If you have the lead, if it's close, huge. And then the way that the Kimbrel's throwing for the 9th and the close, you know, you want to get to him. But bullpen, very inconsistent as we speak. And last night, you know, the bullpen challenging Freeman on an inside fastball for about the 4th time. You know, a hitter, an MVP hitter like that's going to just sit in there, and he lifted a 3-run homer. But, you know, the bullpen has to tighten it up a little bit. But there's a unique situation this year with this core group, and they all know it. And they're in the right division it's all in their hands. If they can get hot and get a lead and put everything together, like you were mentioning, they haven't done yet, then they can stay together and get to postseason and go as far as they go. So it's really up to them. But the talent overall is there. Tighten up the bullpen a little bit.
He's a Hall of Famer for sure, Ryan Sandberg, now with the Marquee Sports Network. And Ryan, we're enjoying your work. It appears as though you've done it, for decades on the air. So keep it up and go Cubs.
Well, thanks. You know, as a player, I was such a media-friendly guy that, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes it's a little bit ironic, but you know what? As you mature a little bit, you get some things to say, and you look at things a little differently. So, but I'm enjoying it. It's a great group, and to talk baseball to the Cubs fans, you know, it's very good.
Well, thanks for being on with us this morning. Yeah, back in the day, once in a while, they could get a word or two out of you. That's true. All the best, Ryan. Thank you again.
Thanks, guys.